Mark chapter 9. And he said unto them, Truly I say unto you, that there be some of you that stand here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and led them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining, exceedingly white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can whiten them. And there appeared unto them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one another what the rising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, Why say the scribes that Elijah must come first? And he answered and told them, Elijah truly comes first and restores all things. And how is it written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at naught? But I say unto you that Elijah is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they wanted, just as it was written of him. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question have you with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto you my son, which has a spirit that won't let him speak. And wherever he takes him, he tears him, and he foams and gnashes with his teeth and pines away. And I spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground, wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And straightway the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help you my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people were running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, You mute and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him up by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could we not cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And they departed from there and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. For he called his disciples and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And he came into Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way? And they held their peace. For by the way they had disputed among themselves, who should be the greatest. And he sat down, and called the 12, and said unto them, If any man desire to be first, let the same be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receives me. And whosoever shall receive me receives not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and he followed us not. and we forbid him because he did not follow us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, truly I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. And if your hand offend you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed, than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot offends you, cut it off. It's better for you to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye offends you, pluck it out. It's better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, wherewith will you use it for salt? Have salt in yourself, and have peace one with another.